cool.
More.
Big John Howell and Cisco Cotto on AM 560 WIND.
John Howell and Cisco Cotto at 5:37. Coming up a little bit later on, Chris Wallace, also Michael Medved this morning. I love this website. I love it.
Yeah, John, I see you checking this site out just about every morning there on the Webernet. Now, finally, we get to talk to Mark Allen.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Listen, I have to tell you, not a morning goes by that I don't log on to AboveTopSecret.com. Quite possibly the most enlightening website ever.
God bless you.
I got to tell you, I heard about it a while ago, and my partner here still snickers.
Well, every day I have to listen to this guy go, you'll never guess what they're writing about now. Your website, is it just a forum for conspiracy theorist types like my partner?
Yeah, it is, actually. It's the biggest one on the internet. And, you know, I like to say that we focus on alternative topics, but, you know, we attract everybody. We've got NASA scientists. We've got real physicists, we've got conspiracy theorists, and we've got people who are physicists and conspiracy theorists.
Well, look, it's not paranoia if they're really after you. That's what I always say. My family is a Masonic family, so quite often I check out the secret society portion of the website to find out what's going on with all sorts of secret societies, including the Masons, and that's pretty regularly visited, too, one of your more popular sites, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Secret Societies Forum is a battleground, if you will. It seems that half the population believes that the Masons, who I will say publicly that every Mason I've ever met was an incredibly good person, as far as I could tell. Now, if they donned robes and danced around when I couldn't see them, I don't know about it. But it's amazing how a fairly large piece of the population truly believe the Masons are running the world, have all the power, secret knowledge, and we pretty much just walk around in a confused haze.
Well, you're correct about that. I'll say that right now.
Well, see, if they weren't so nice to you, you wouldn't be able to potentially be sucked into the group. That's what it's about.
How many people visit your site weekly?
I can tell you monthly, it's coming up on 2 million visits a month. So what is that? That's about 500,000 a week.
Yeah, it's doing pretty well, and I like it, not just because I find it entertaining, but I do discover some really useful different angles on continuing stories, and some people who blog there, and people that post some photographs and post their kind of memories of certain events. You know, you have a certain, you know, you have forums there that include 9/11 conspiracies, general conspiracies, secret societies, you mentioned those, Area 51. That seems to be an ongoing topic, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The government facility that doesn't exist, that they finally had to own up to and admit exists after, I don't know, 2,000 or 3,000 pictures of it, of the gates and everything else had been brought to them, to the point they actually annexed the property. They had to go out about a mile and a quarter back in 99 and buy up more property and put more security out there so the people could not get to the mountain range, be able to peer down into the base and see what was going on.
Is Google Maps able to use satellite technology to let us see that, or does that somehow become restricted?
Google Maps openly admits that in the matters of national security, you will not see anything Uncle Sam doesn't want you to see.
As far as Area 51 is concerned, I saw some documentary, and you might have been connected with this, of a guy that parks his Winnebago essentially on the perimeter there. And he, you know, sits there and studies it and takes photographs and video until they run him off. And then he comes back the next week, and maybe he's on the east side this time, or north or south, and starts doing the same thing. And this guy's been doing this for years.
Yeah, I've seen that. I don't know the man. There's another guy that likes to hang out at the airport and watch the, you know, nondescript airplanes take off that fly the employees out there. So there's a lot of people watching that place. I just don't think anybody's really ever going to get in.
Do they have, and I've heard this, I don't know if it's true, that there are little sprayers that spray a vodka mist out of Area 51, so anyone talking about it reeks of vodka, so no one will believe them?
You know, I don't know, but I was planning a trip out there this summer, and I'm bringing a martini glass just in case.
Talking here with Mark Allen from AboveTopSecret.com.
But it's not all that Area 51, 9/11. I noticed I finally went to your site because I knew we were were going to talk to you. I didn't want to get sucked into it. But there's a lot of other stuff on there, too. I see one guy writing about, I've noticed stores are not replenishing cigarettes, but there's a lot of liquor. What's going on? It's all kinds of stuff on here.
Yeah. You know, one of my favorites for a lot of reasons is the Aliens and UFO Forum. And it's actually our biggest and busiest forum, if you can believe that. There's obviously a whole lot of things that are readily explained. You know, there's a few that really aren't. And one of the great parts about AboveTopSecret.com is that if you think you saw something, you can bring it to our site. And we have the world-leading image analysis, digital imaging, you know, regular photograph imaging analysts on the world that will freely and happily, you know, analyze whatever your picture is. So you can really come to the site and not be, you know, laughed at or ridiculed, and you can get real answers. You know, and 9 out of 10 times it's a piece of dust in front of the camera. It's a bird that just looks really weird because of the shutter speed. But every once in a while we get that one that you just can't explain, and that's the golden moment.
The cool thing about the site is people can contribute and they can blog there and they can post their pictures and things like that. As a CEO of AboveTopSecret.com, Mark, do you have to police the site? I mean, is there some stuff that's just so wacky and inflammatory, maybe scandalous or libelous, that you got to go, no, even this site is not posting that?
Oh, God, yeah. And just to correct things, I'm the COO. I don't want my partner mad at me.
Okay.
we have a staff of 60 volunteers who are the finest people I know that are constantly policing the site. You know, when you're on top, everybody takes a shot at you. So there's a lot of people out there that would love nothing more than to come to the site and, you know, post a bunch of stuff that gets us all in trouble. So we're constantly policing it. And we think we've been successful because we demand civility. We don't allow foul language. We don't allow dirty pictures. We don't allow the discussion of illegal activities. So you can imagine how much policing it takes to get that done.
Mark, do you find that most of the people that contribute to the site basically live with their mothers?
A lot of Dungeons and Dragons fans.
You know, actually, most of the people that contribute to our site are average, working, educated human beings that are really just, you know, it's a combination. Yes, it's entertaining, but the world is a kind of a scary place right now. And maybe what you get in the mainstream media every day is not everything. Maybe there's some other folks out there in the world that have, you know, have had a different experience. And maybe you've had a different experience and you just want to talk about it. You know, so.
Yeah, and if they talk about it with someone like me, I laugh them off and wonder if they're nuts. So they need a venue to be able to talk about those things.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and most of America laughs people off and considers them nuts until they experience something that they can't explain.
Hey, here's the deal. You know, what we used to laugh off as implausible, you wait a couple decades and somebody writes a book. There's a recent book, a pretty comprehensive history of the CIA. Can't remember the name of the book right now, but I'll get that and pass it along here in a few minutes. But, you know, you go back and read what, you know, Air America, not the radio company, but, you know, the CIA airline was doing in the 50s and the 60s, Bay of Pigs, Miami, the Caribbean. And now all of a sudden, wow, it used to be a big joke and couldn't quite possibly happen. Oh, no, it was official government work.
Absolutely correct. To the point that there was a plan that made it all the way to the Joint Chiefs of Staff back in the 60s for a false flag operation to make it look like the Cubans attacked an airliner. And they were going to drop an airliner, and they hadn't quite figured out what they were going to do with the passengers on board or the crew, but that wasn't a big deal. And they wanted to make it look like Cuba attacked America by attacking an airliner so that we could invade.
Well, those people are just collateral damage.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Well, Mark, thanks for visiting with us. I think it's a really interesting website. We joke about it, but I always find interesting things on there, and I check it out 2 or 3 times a week, AboveTopSecret.com. A lot of different information there. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
546 here at AM 560, WIND. That book is called Legacy of Ashes.
That's the, yeah, that's, what is it? It's Wiener, Tim Wiener or something.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. I remember because it has that red dust jacket.
It's a great book. So, you know, what used to be considered nutty talk, conspiracy theories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man on the grassy knoll. And all of a sudden, oh, I guess it was true after all.
See, and the problem with that, with finding out that some of those wacko things were true, is it gives credence to the people who believe really wacko things to say, well, if you didn't think this is true, what about that?